Welcome back to In the Cut. I am your host today, John Moore, and I will be filling in for Soren LaRue.
Today is September 27th, 2018.
We did a few microphone tests, and we're actually going to be doing some on this podcast. We're going to be analyzing the Blue Kiwi, which is what Soren uses for most of his vocal work. The Blue Snowball, which is one of the podcasting microphones that we use, that is USB-based. And the AKG C3000B.
In the cut.
To start with a little bit of information on the microphones we're going to use today, we're going to talk about the Snowball first. It has three main settings. Two of which are cardioid, which is the heart shape. One of those cardioids actually has a 10 decibel pad, or you can use the omnidirectional, which is good if there is a group of people around a table, or if you want to pick up some ambient sound. Now, it is a condenser microphone, which means that in normal cases it would need some type of phantom power. Luckily, though, the USB does power the microphone. So we've got a combination of power to the microphone and transfer of audio through the USB cable itself. The next microphone we're going to be looking at is the Blue Kiwi. The main patterns on this microphone are cardioid, omnidirectional, and bidirectional or figure of eight. Now, between each one of these three settings, there is a combination pattern where the microphone actually starts to take on characteristics of the adjacent pattern. And just to give a little bit of information about the Blue Kiwi, it is a condenser microphone. It also has solid-state tube technology in it, which accentuate the low end. And it is a large capsule microphone. We're also going to be discussing the AKG C3000B. And on this microphone, there is a cardioid pattern. It is a condenser microphone. It has a large diaphragm. On one side, there is a 10 decibel pad, and on the other side, there is a low-end roll-off that starts to decline right around 550 hertz.
In the cut.
Okay, before we do our test, I want to point out that the room that I am in is acoustically treated. It does have diffusers and absorbers in it, so the room may sound a bit different than if I was in a room with untreated walls.
So let's stop messing around and get to it.
This microphone is the Blue Kiwi. This position is the omnidirectional. This is the omnidirectional plus one towards cardioid. This is omnidirectional plus two toward cardioid. This is omnidirectional plus three towards cardioid. This is a full cardioid position. This is cardioid plus one towards the figure of eight. This is cardioid plus 2 towards the figure of 8. This is cardioid plus 3 towards the figure of 8. This is the full figure of 8 position. This microphone was 2 feet from the center of the cone. This is the blue snowball. This position is cardioid. This position is cardioid minus 10 dB. This is the omnidirectional pattern on the snowball. This microphone was 2 feet from the center of the cone. This microphone is the AKG C3000B. This first position is at negative 10 dB with no roll-off. This position is negative 10 dB with roll-off. This is at 0 dB, no roll-off. This is at 0 dB with roll-off. This microphone was 2 feet from the center of the cone during testing. So let's talk pros and cons for the blue snowball. First off, pros. The price point is relatively low. It still has all of the blue brand technology built inside of it. And it does come with omnidirectional and cardioid patterns. And for the cons, the worst thing about this microphone is the construction of it. It is a plastic microphone, which tends to break. It's also bulky because of its spherical shape. But if you're looking for a good microphone that doesn't require any type of audio interface, the USB Blue Snowball may be the microphone for you.
In the cut.
So next, let's discuss the Blue Kiwi. Now, the Blue Kiwi is a professional-grade microphone. The price point is higher, anywhere from $1,700 to $2,000. But you do get top-of-the-line circuitry in this Blue Kiwi microphone. It comes with 3 main patterns, the cardioid, figure of 8, or bidirectional, and the omnidirectional, plus the additional tailored pattern between each one of those. It also has the tube technology built into it for a warmer bottom, and it is a solid, rugged microphone. Lastly, let's discuss some pros and cons for the C3000B by AKG. The price point is relatively moderate. A couple hundred dollars could buy this microphone, and it is very rugged. Now, it is a condenser microphone with a large capsule. It does have cutoff. It does have a 10 decibel pad, but it is just a cardioid pattern. The frequency response of this microphone is not as flat as the Kiwi, but the AKG C3000B is used widely for instrument recordings as well as male vocals and speech. If you're looking for a large capsule, solid condenser microphone with a low price point, the AKG C3000B may be a good choice for you.
In the cut.
Thanks for joining us today. I hope you enjoyed the microphone comparison between the Blue Kiwi, the Blue Snowball, and the AKG C3000B. We look forward to having you back next time, and we should be having another podcast for you in about another week.